Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and supporting what we do by going to realtalkwithjordan.com. On today's episode, hold on just a second. We've got breaking news. The church has been given two new apostles. Wait, what? No, they have not. These are false apostles who are not of the Lord and who are deceiving people around the world. And we need to warn others. So are you ready? Let's go.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in verse 28, the Lord has appointed to the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers. We are here today, Pastor Greg, Pastor Ty, today also to say Apostle Greg and Apostle Ty.
Okay, so before we get started, let's all say it together. Said no verse ever. What you're going to see is extremely unbiblical, but you need to know why it's unbiblical. First, let me ask you, are there any apostles today?
No.
Was there ever any female apostles in the Bible?
No.
Is Greg Locke qualified to be a pastor?
No.
Is Ty, his wife, a pastor?
No.
Are Greg Locke and his wife false teachers? Yes, absolutely. So just in that short clip, you saw how bad things are, and they're gonna get way worse, by the way. First, they called Ty, the wife of Greg Locke, a pastor. The Bible absolutely forbids this. The role of a pastor is for men only. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And also Titus chapter 1, verses 5 through 9. Also, they called Greg a pastor. No. Greg is not a biblical pastor, according to 1 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 7. Now, for this episode, I don't want to focus on the whole pastor thing. I want to focus on the whole apostle thing. So let's look at what it says in 2 Corinthians 11, verses 12 through 15. It says, "And what I am doing, I will continue to do, in order to undermine the claim of those who would like to claim that in their boasted mission, they work on the same terms as we do. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no surprise if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness." Right there, you saw in those verses that Satan always has counterfeits running around pretending to be of God when they absolutely are not. They are disguised as pastors or apostles or people in leadership or even just seem to be Christians. But they are false and they are of Satan. But let's continue.
They recognize what so many have recognized for many years. 9 months ago in this place, Pastor Mike Signorelli gave a word at the end of the National Deliverance Conference. Something was conceived in the spirit that today we're giving birth to.
So this man on stage said that Pastor Mike Signorelli gave this big prophetic word over Greg Locke and his wife, Ty. You know, they're going to birth some things and these big things are happening. Whoop-de-doo. No, not at all. Since when is this ever anywhere in the Bible a qualification for being an apostle? Nowhere. Never. Zero instances in the Bible ever support this. Here are the two biblical qualifications for being an apostle. Number one, they had to have seen the risen Lord personally. And number two, they had to be appointed by Christ personally. Do you hear what I just said? Because of those two qualifications, no one today can be an apostle. Plus, Paul also said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 8, that he was the last of the apostles. None would come after him. So no, there are no apostles and no prophets today. Also, Ephesians 2 verse 20 says that the church was built, past tense, on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. That means there's only one foundation. You don't lay another foundation upon one that's already been laid. And again, Mike Signorelli is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Right here in this video, I want to show you. He claims that he cast demons out of himself. What?
Forget the first time that I ever cast demons out. I was casting them out of myself. I was violently throwing up in my bathtub as I was locked in the bathroom. And I kept thinking to myself, I can't believe how real deliverance is.
So Greg got this so-called prophetic word from a guy who cast demons out of himself. Wow. I mean, do you not see who the author of all this actually is?
Could it be Satan?
Now I want you to watch the rest of this nonsense that's going on stage at Global Vision Bible Church. Check this out.
The official apostolic installation service. Jesus Christ loves Global Vision Bible Church so much. That he not only has given them once an evangelist, a teacher, a prophet, a pastor, but now an apostle. This isn't just for you. I also believe it's you as well. It's not just Pastor Greg and Pastor Ty. It's Apostle Greg and Apostle Ty. I believe that with every fiber of my being. And we affirm that. We affirm that. And Global Vision Bible Church, this isn't just for them, it's for you. It's for all of us that consider this our spiritual family.
Lord, we praise you for the conflict. We thank you for the seasons of great trouble and great difficulty, for they were times of great learning. What caused the roots of this ministry to be deep in your word and to be refreshed by only your spirit. And so God, we thank you for the growth. Lord, the stats would have said, the commentators speculated and social media suggested that there was no future here. And Lord, you have proven them wrong every single time. And we praise you and glorify your name. Lord, thank you for the gift of the teacher and the pastor and the evangelist and the prophet. And Lord, we praise you now and so much the more for your gift of this apostolic office that you're giving to this church and to the churches that have not yet even been planted around the world.
Wow. The amount of deception that is going on at that church is unbelievable. Did you see the guy bowing at Greg's feet? That's shocking. I mean, that's similar to another false apostle that we know. Catherine Crick.
I bless you. I love you, Mama. I bless you.
Sadly, the people in these videos believe this garbage with every fiber of their being. And just because they believe it with everything they have does not mean it's godly, does not mean it's biblical, and does not mean it's right. I mean, have they not read the Bible? We are to worship the Lord only. We're to bow only to Jesus, not to Greg Locke or to Catherine Crick. And a pastor is a servant, not some highly exalted person. This is what happens when you have a wolf in sheep's clothing as the leader of your so-called church. But look what the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. It says, "For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths." As I read those verses in 2 Timothy chapter 4, I hope you can see the similarity with Global Vision Bible Church. Do you see that the people that go there, they have abandoned sound doctrine? They have traded it for people who will tell them what they want to hear, that tickles their ears, that makes them feel good, gives them Holy Ghost goosebumps, and makes them feel like they can slay demons too. This is absolutely a tragedy. Ears are being tickled. People are being led to hell. See, Greg Locke has gone way, way off the rails. He first left his wife of more than 20 years, divorced her, sent her packing. Then he marries, just a few months later, the younger church secretary. He begins to affirm false teachers. He embraces charismatic doctrines. Then he thinks he becomes a demon slayer, which he's not, by the way. Then he becomes friends with and affirms Benny Hinn. And now he's a so-called apostle. No, he's not. Absolutely not. Now, why does this happen? And you need to hear this. And this is going to step on some of your toes. Because Greg Locke is not a Christian. He is not indwelt or regenerated by the Holy Spirit. And these people that come to his so-called church, they are heaping judgments upon themselves because they are going against God's word. 2 John chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Go read verse 11. And it tells you, people that literally welcome, partner with, team up with false teachers, you'll see what the Bible has to say. See, Greg Locke has been raised up because that's what these people want. They don't want God. They want the goodies that they can get from God. Oh, I want to be powerful too. I want to slay demons. I want a big ministry. I want to be able to do all these fun things. Come on, you guys. Wake up. Stop following this nonsense. God's word could not be more clear on this issue. So why follow it? Because they have got a big ministry? Because they're on TV? Because he gets you all stirred up with his fire and brimstone garbage? Because he smashes dollhouses with a bat? Come on. Sadly, people who follow Greg Locke do it because God's word is not sufficient for them. They want entertainment more than anything else. I mean, literally, watching Greg Locke is like watching theater. He's storming around, busting things, hollering at people, making flexing things and shooting guns and all this stuff. Is that what a pastor does? No, absolutely not. Is that godly behavior? Absolutely not. But these people don't care because guess what? It's an experience. It's exciting. I got some goosebumps. I just feel the presence. The presence of what? It's not the Holy Spirit and it's not the Lord. You guys need to hear this. Run from Global Vision Bible Church. Because the sad thing is, at the root of all this, people don't want God. And if you do not run from Greg Locke and Global Vision Bible Church immediately, then you're going to get what you wish. Because Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23 says that when you stand before Jesus, he will say to you, "Away from me, I never knew you."